The winery is actually in Colchagua Valley. Colchagua Valley is really good for Carmenere and some Cabernet Sauvignons as well. And we're looking, like I said before, the best region for the best grapes. So we have 6 different regions, vineyards. Mm-hmm. And almost all the collection in the harvest is per hand, so we don't stress the grape. Then we transport the wines not more than 200 kilometers away from the region to the company. So the quality of the wine is there in the bottle because of all the works that we have behind. We produce the wine with 100% sustainability. So what means that? Not only just to produce the wine with green energy or drop irrigation. Sustainability means when we have the wines in some regions, the 90% of the workers are from the regions as well. So what we pay to the workers is really fair, and we're looking always the best grape for the best terroir, for the best region. So this is really, really important. That is the philosophy of the company. In Colchagua Valley, you can find a small valley. It's called Apalta. Okay? Apalta Valley is only 800 hectares big. It's the perfect place to produce Carmenere because of the terroir, because of the microclimate in the Colchagua Valley, in Apalta. And we belong around 180 hectares from this 800. And this is the best place to produce Carmenere because you can find a really old vineyard of Carmenere without the Merlot. And this is really, really difficult just to find it in Chile. So our vineyards from Carmenere are 70 years old. So it's amazing for Carmenere. So we have the white wines normally in San Antonio Valley. San Antonio Valley is around 100 kilometers away from Colchagua Valley at the coast. Our vineyards are 12 kilometers away from the coast, so all the Pacific Ocean, all the minerality, the salty, the Humboldt Current, the cold wind affecting our vineyards. So even you have a 35 degrees at the day, you have just to put a pullover there because it's really, really cold because of the wind. But that makes a really amazing white wines. Our Cabernet Sauvignon, for example, are from Maipo Valley, Pirque. It's the best place to produce Cabernet Sauvignon because of the terroir. It's really stony, it's really dry. It's raining in a normal year, 340 millimeters. No, it's not too much. In Curico Valley, we have the Malbec, for example, and the Syrah, and the feet of the Andes Mountains, 700 meters above the sea level. Very good place to produce Malbec, Syrah as well, really hot. And Casablanca Valley as well, Curico, yeah. This is the regions as we have.